Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
We are celebrating that it's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Why would you not? And you know what? It wasn't a vampire. I think that I need to come on and say I'm going to turn into a werewolf. Why? Because we have a full lunar eclipse moon heading our way. For some of us, we've already seen the lunar eclipse because it was earlier this morning. For others, it's going to fall into the evening. And that just means that our energy is all over the place for a lot of us. Not everybody. So if you're feeling drained, if you've got headaches, if you're off balance, if you're emotional, you know, it's a big surprise. This moon is really doing a number on a lot of us. And if you can get outside and go ground, get to the beach or put your feet in some Epsom salts, whatever it might be, let's do that so that we don't turn into that werewolf tonight and our family looks at us like we've lost our minds, because I know from my own experience that happens. But no, like, I'm enjoying this energy right now. The weather's good here in San Diego.
It is good, but I have noticed, and you know, maybe some of you have noticed the same thing. Like, it really, when they talk about the full moon, it's not like nonsense. People change. Like, the people that I've been around lately have been doing some crazy stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I'm trying to find answers, and I'm like, what? And then I'm like, that's the only explanation. Like, they're acting completely out of character.
That's the best part, right? Is that when they start, not the best part, because I do have friends that are ER nurses, you know, triage, labor and delivery as well. Full moons can trigger a lot of these things to happen. I actually just read a lady in a group reading last weekend. Shout out to that group. Oh my God, you guys were so awesome. That actually went into labor on a full moon. And her daughter was early, and she was like, she wasn't supposed to come that day. She absolutely was. The full moon can trigger all sorts of things within our physical body because we are in conjunction with the tides, with the planetary alignments, with the push and pull of it. So all sorts of stuff can go on.
Good and bad.
Yeah, good and bad. Manifesting, great time. You might want to hunker down and stay in your car or just hunker down and hide in your closet. No, but use this energy. Use it for the better. Again, if you believe it, it's going to come true, right? Like, we were just talking, Jacob, Mercury in retrograde is not going to be affecting you if you tell it you're not going to affect me. Okay?
Okay, okay. I believe you.
Okay. See, but that works, you guys. And he was like, last time I didn't know what it was. And all of a sudden everything went, you know, to hell in a handbasket. And at the same time,
he didn't actually use that old lady
No, but
term.
That was totally my grandma just channeling through me. So that was fun. But at the same time, it was like, you know what, if we do acknowledge it and be like, oh my gosh, everybody says this is horrible, that's what's going to happen. So use this energy right now for your benefit in order to further your dreams and your manifesting as well. That's why we're going to be doing decks today that are with the moon. So we have Moonology, and then I have the Queen of the Moon Oracle deck, and I have the Black Moon deck just in case we need to get that bad boy out as well. So we're going to be sprinkling readings throughout our show today, but we wanted to talk about a topic that you've been holding on to for a few weeks here as well. And it is how we can self-sabotage ourselves and, you know, not allow ourselves to talk about certain topics, which is why we like to do these certain topics, because they're taboo. And one of them being, you know, losing our faith, right?
Yeah.
That's a huge one for people. And also, you know, diving into the fact that I've been doing more mediumship readings right now, which I am loving. We're moving out of kind of that directional card readings and wanting to tap in ones, but it's bringing up emotional baggage, if you will, for my clients, whether it's, you know, unforgivable mistakes that their loved ones had made. Maybe it was some sort of family secret that's been coming out on their side and loved ones on the other side are validating without them even telling me. That was a doozy of a reading, let me tell you. if it was victimization, molestation, drug and alcohol abuse, if it was just the loss of a loved one, just someone that might have passed of an illness or just passed away unexpectedly. And then what happens when they lose their faith and when they lose touch or connection with God or source, if that was their belief system? And I know that we both have known people that have had that go on in their lives to where something like this has happened and they've lost the faith, right?
Angry. People get angry when they suffer, you know, like traumatic experiences or loss or whatever. They just, and it's a human emotion. Like, you're not going to get around it. They get, you know, first it's the shock and devastation of it. And then generally you move into that anger part. And then it's basically, how do you deal with that? And a lot of people take that anger out on the universe and, you know, they're mad at God for letting something like that, whatever it is, happen to them or their family or their loved one. And it's a long road back.
Absolutely. Number one, transition used. Jacob, note that. So when we lose that faith, if you will, maybe we can inch our way back in to connecting at some level, right? We're not saying go back and connect. You're wrong. By no means are we saying that. Right? Each of our belief systems between Spirit Walker Nicole and myself are different as well. But what if we can start getting you to reconnect with your spirit team, with the angels, in order to help move you through this grief, through this loss, through this anger, and to be able to start to heal yourself, and then being able to move forward in your life and being able to bring those things that you desire to you in a clear space. That's the biggest part right there, right? So, you know, that's kind of what we're going to talk about in segment one. We've got Melissa, Rachel, and Kelly all want cards today as well.
Oh, wow. Welcome. Hi.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Melissa's like, I could use one or 16. It's fine. Whatever. So you guys are all on point for card readings as well. So, you know, for me, with people that have lost a loved one, obviously with what we do, that's what happens. People come to us because they've lost a loved one. I actually have a personal friend of mine who lost her father about 23 or so years ago. And when that happened, the anger overtook her. And she was looking around at other people around her life, right? And she's like, well, why on earth did I lose my father when X, Y, and Z is over here, not a good person, haven't done good things in their life, are still standing here? And so she's trying to find that balance, right? Where does that balance take place? How does this happen? And lost faith right at that moment, became an atheist. And to this day is still an atheist. You know, that's perfectly fine. Believes in the spirit side of it, right? Will get readings. I brought messages through of her father, and does believe that there's a spirit team around her. But in the eyes of what's anything above and beyond, that anger is still there. And they will carry that until they pass. And then it's for them to decide what to do with it when they get on the other side, right? Maybe that reconnection with her father when it's her time to go, which is not going to be for a very long time, just letting you know if you're listening. But when you have that connection, maybe that will then bring that faith back. Right? Maybe it'll bring a certain connection back to whatever you want to call that source up there. So that's a tough spot. And then knowing that I've had someone in my own personal life who's committed suicide and passed, and looking at that with them and understanding that their loved ones had suffered such a great deal and lost faith and was angry, right? And I think a lot of our losing faith in that disconnection on any of these levels is first anger, no matter how they passed. And then maybe it's embarrassment and shame, right? It's all these energies that are coming to us and we're feeling, or we're not, we're stuffing it down. And so working through that and working through them with them and their spirits that are on the other side that have passed in these ways actually offer that healing modality that we can bring you. But it's tough, right? And we're never going to convince anybody that,
and so that we don't try either.
No, that there's like, going to be something that we just connect the way that they want. We let them know what we see and how we perceive it. And we let them walk out that door feeling better than they came in because we brought that connection. But from that point on, it's theirs to choose, right?
Yeah, it's not our job to tell you how to feel or change your mind or anything like that. Obviously, if you're coming to us for a reading, you're somewhat open to what we have to say. And I think that's the best part, is like, we're not going to judge you for what you think or feel or anything like that. We're just going to give you that message in the highest positive vibration. But, and just let you know, hey, this is what they're saying. This is the message, and here it is. Take it or leave it. But certainly not telling any, like you said earlier, not going to tell anybody, hey, hurry up, grieve. You have 6 months to grieve and then you're done.
And now your faith is back and your trust in all that is, you know, above us is reinstated. Thank you for coming. No, not at all. Nope. We have to work on that ourselves. All right. Before we go to break and before we go to segment two, let's do some readings.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Who do you want? We got Melissa, Rachel, Kelly, Leah, Renee, Jennifer Hess, and Bob Hora.
Yes. All of them.
Who do you want? I like it. Or do you want an angel deck? Why don't we do angels and moon?
Angel deck.
I know. Who are you taking with an angel deck?
Do Melissa.
All right, Melissa. And then I will take Kelly. Let's do the moonology book. The book. Let's just get, you need the whole book. Okay. That's what they're like. Here you go. Let's just start from page one. No, not, of course not. All right. But this moon, I love this moon. Actually, this energy has brought me into a different space, which has been fantastic. It actually has got my creative flow going and I'm more productive. I think I was up until, I don't know, 1, 2 yesterday, working on stuff. You know, I know that when the moon is like this, I can't sleep so well. So if you're having disturbances in your sleep patterns based on the moon cycles as well, go with it. Use it. Take care of yourself during the day. I'm not going to lie. By about 4, I'm like, I could use a cup of coffee, but I wasn't going to go that far. But use that energy. All right, Kelly, that's the one they've pulled for you. All right. I don't know what it is, but I'm being shown glasses. I'm pretty sure you wear glasses to read. I don't know if you need a new prescription or something's going on with your eyes or if they're just dry, but it's like the two aren't connecting as clearly with your physical eyes. So make a note of that and see how that goes. Bring love into the situation. God, that's a great card. So for me, this card's beautiful. It has this beautiful lady standing out there pouring all of this energy out into the universe. And it's that purple energy, right? And it's coming out of this vase. Purple is the connection, as we know, and being able to bring love into the situation. And first and foremost, start with yourself and then send that love outward to the situation. So it's almost like they showed me Ross and Rachel and taking a break because they're showing the break symbol for me and filling that break with love and being able to heal it as one whole piece, that it's just the next step in your journey and your evolution as well. Your dad's coming in as well. And he's talking about, he's got both hands on his shoulders and he's like, it's going to be okay, kid. We're going to get through this. We're going to move forward. And he's actually like lifting your chin up. So I don't know if he ever touched your face. I don't know if I ever brought that through, but he's lifting your chin up and he's like, look out at the horizon right now. Don't look down anymore and don't look up. It's straight focus. It's that parallel. It's being present in that moment. And I'm going to leave you with that. All right. Before we go to a quick break, you've got a message for Melissa.
I do. Here's the card. It's the Angel of White Light card. And this is I love this. This is the number one card in the deck. And what this means is they're talking about like the stress of life. Like you're feeling a lot of like stress and, I mean, you're super grateful for everything, but you know, just life in general can be very stressful coming out of COVID, getting ready for summer, all the things that happen, you know, like the earth is reopening here. And it's talking about, don't forget to bring your angels with you. Bring in that angel of white light. It doesn't have to be a long drawn out process. You can do it in the morning, afternoon, night, wherever you are. And you just call that angel in and just have them like just surround you in white light. You can envision it going from your head to your toes, vice versa, surrounding you, whatever you want. There's no rules. But just that moment of just peace, of just relaxing, breathing that in, being there, and just like chilling out. Don't get so, I got to do this. I got to be here. I got to go. I can't let that person down. I can't let the kids down. Just relax. Okay. Because you're never, ever going to let your angel of white light down. And she's never going to let you down when she comes in and just gives you that moment each day. I'll leave you with that.
I love it. All right, you guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. You know, I work during the break, so we're going to be pulling more cards, come back with some more readings, and to continue on our topic as well. Stay tuned after these messages. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment, or call us at 858-684-7575.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
We are bringing you readings from our Moonology and Angel deck and talking about those times where we feel disconnected from our faith, from God, from Source, from the angels, from our spirit team, based on the way our loved ones or friends have passed, right? And that is a big step in, you know, acknowledging like I'm angry. Like that really is where this comes from. In any way that a loved one passes, sometimes even if they pass and they're 100 years old and had a wonderful life and they pass in their sleep, we want one more minute with them, one more day with them. And we can kind of hold that energy in. At the same time, those ones that come in for me that are low, that those people are sneaking in the back door with their wigs and their hats and their sunglasses on, they're the ones that are guilted and shamed into thinking they shouldn't have that connection, even if it was someone that maybe had hurt them personally. And yet they still want to reach out and really want to connect and start to heal that relationship. But in that moment, they lose that sense of faith within them. And, you know, they might even forget, hey, I got a spirit team. I got someone around me that's there for me. I have angels to connect with, right? So what does angels say, spirit walker Nicole? This is your section here, about that lost connection, or are they always with us and they're just hanging out waiting for us to realize that, you know, hey, look back up here. Here we are.
For me, in my experience, there's never a lost connection. Sometimes when you're heartbroken, and that's what it comes down to, your anger is your anger, but a lot of it is because your heart is breaking. But the angels are always there. Your spirit team's always going to be there. When you lash out and when you just don't want to hear it from them or feel them, they will step back, because free will is such a powerful force in this existence that we have, you know. But they don't ever leave. They just step back and they just wait. They wait for you to call them back in. And that's really, you know, people are like, well, my angels they're not with me anymore. I messed up and I said some mean things and I said unforgivable things, and I just kind of laugh at them, not in a mean way, but it's like, okay, well, that's funny, because they're saying this, this, and this right now. And they're always there. They always love you. And because they don't judge. They've, with the exception of two, they've not lived human lives, and they're just pure love, and they don't judge you, and they simply wait.
Good way to put it. so we can connect anytime, guys. We can say, all right, Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. Like Melissa threw her hands up and said, okay, angels, my team, everyone, I take the wheel. I surrender. I'm done. And start looking for those signs to come in again. And they will start showing up immediately, reminding you, yes, we've been here all along for you, right? To help you in that healing process and that grieving process as well. I'm going to do a reading for Jennifer Hess. And two cards came out for you. And what I love about these, Jennifer, is one is number 42 and the other one is 44, speaking of angels today. So that is pretty damn awesome.
Yeah,
I know. Keep an eye out. I know that you're all about this and the signs and stuff. So make sure you're tuning into the fours, though, because for you, it is about a time of connection, about a time of surrender and release, and about that, you know, bringing them in and really working with them on a different level now. Like you're ready. You're ready for a shift, they're showing me. The first card I got was the masculine. And it says, it's time to step forward and be the leader. And I know that you are the leader in your life and that you've got your business. And I mean, you guys, you got to check her out. She's amazing. You have more power than you think. It's time to formally learn more, enroll in a course, or learn a new skill. So do something outside of what you already know and bring that energy in, because it's going to continue to, they're showing me, fuel your sacral chakra and that creative side of it for you. And yet really embrace and strengthen that solar plexus for you as well, with your intuition, that gut instinct, who Jennifer is now in this next chapter of her life, right? Besides the new title grandmother, which congratulations, by the way, it's more to that, right? It's taking that to another level. And maybe it ties in with your business one way or another. But at the same time, it's bringing something different in, a different dynamic. And it's also saying, offer your protection to someone weaker than yourself. Take steps to improve your health and vitality. I know you're on that track, so that's validating that. But if you slipped a little bit, let's jump back on that. But also taking care of someone that's, you know, that's needing that energy right now. And I'm showing that there might be somebody in your life, a female friend who's kind of in a low part right now with what's going on in her own life. And she needs that strength and that protection of you right now to allow her to grieve, whatever that might be, if it's emotional, and show her the way to process using her creative outlet is what they're showing me. And then the 44 for you, which is awesome because it's actually the last card of this deck, is the supermoon. Well, we're in a really big moon, right? With this lunar eclipse. And it says, you can be magnetic to others and attract good things in your life. Repel what you don't want to attract anymore. You're in this power stance now. Be ready for opportunity. Love that. And think of connections greater than yourself. So where else can you find these connections? Where else can you meet these people, right? And start expanding that circle a little bit more outward for your own benefit, for your own fun. I love it. Right now it's about fun for you and bringing that energy in. And I will leave you with that. What do you got over there?
No, I like that. You know, the thing is, it's also, don't forget that people, angels will use people to help them. And for, like, they might whisper to you, hey, call your friend Mary. And you're like thinking, oh, I should call my friend Mary, you know, and they'll use you to get that message. And when you call her, it'll be like exactly what she needed. And she, don't forget that they will use us. And I, you know, something that I do almost every day is when I talk to my team and my angels, I say, use me in any way you need. Even if it's just that taking a second, you know, when I'm grabbing some coffee to listen to somebody or smile at them or whatever it is, you never know the kind actions that you do has those ripple effects and how they help people. You never know. And that's why I'm almost just, I just do what I can.
And that's honestly a way that we can bring back that faith to people as well, that there is good out there, right? We don't have to take faith to the top of the rank here, guys. We can take faith to just that little thing, so there are good people still out there, that there's people that want to listen, that there's people that will give a hug, right? That there's people that you can be vulnerable with and have faith within themselves that they're reconnecting with something that is bigger than them. And that could just be the mere friendship part of it. And you are going to be that catalyst in that as well, Jennifer, which is so awesome.
And just doing things nice for people and not because you're going to get something out of it, but just because it's a nice thing to do. It always returns in, you know, some way, but it, you know, doing something that's not for anything for your personal benefit, or if you don't expect something, it's so amazing to people and it touches them.
Absolutely. Mark that on your tally sheet.
Two.
Yep. Two tallies. All right. So you've got Rachel, right?
Yeah.
All right, Rachel, you're going to an angel card. Surprise. All right. Here it is. Beautiful.
Rachel, you got the angel of channeling card, and basically, this is the angel of channeling. It doesn't have to mean, you know, oh, guess what? You're going to become a trans medium. No, this is just, it goes along with just opening up, getting centered, and then just listening, you know, and seeing the signs every day. and just becoming that channel for what the spirit world wants you to know. And it might be creative ideas or, you know, I don't know, presentation, whatever it is that you're doing. It's basically like saying, hey, open yourself up, ask your angels for those ideas and inspiration, and they will always come through. It's just a matter of slowing down, seeing the signs, following your intuition and calling them in. And it's the angel of channeling, and it means different things for different people, but that's the message for you today.
So just got to open up, connect.
Mm-hmm. Got to find those ways, whether it's going to the beach, finding that spot, or meditation, however you do it. They got some things to say to you. They want to talk to you, and it's easy just to get quiet and open up and listen. And then, you know, listen to the messages.
So before we go to break, when you're working with people and they're having this tough time connecting, because people are a little bit more leery of going to have readings with you than they are me.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of what those higher ups, as LaShawn likes to call them, might have to say, or that they might have let them down. But when they're in these situations where they're feeling that anger and they're upset and they've lost faith in all things right now, what do you do to help them kind of reconnect? What are some things that we can let our audience know? Like, hey, this is some ways that you can do that to start feeling that vibration come back into your own space.
The first thing I do is I give them permission to feel and whatever it is they're feeling. Don't censor it. Don't, you know, hold back. Just and whether you're writing it down to me, whether you're telling me, whatever it is, just talk about it. Let's get it out. Right. And then it's just a matter of just getting them to understand that it's going to be okay. Like we're going to get through it. Here are the messages from your team. And once they realize that their team has not turned their back on them, that the team is always going to be there, all they have to do is ask for them. They will always appear. They will always show up, and they're always going to be there. And so I think an answer to your question is I just let them be them. And then we work through it step by step together.
I love it. All right, Leah, that's a challenge. She goes, oh, I'm not Larry. I'll let her read me any day. So Leah,
really?
It's on. Leah, you're going to get a reading from Nicole when we come back from break. Bob, I will be taking you. You are still here. And so we've got a half an hour left of our show. You guys, remember, I've got my $75 special. You guys are making it possible for me to be able to keep my prices at this level because you guys are booking me out. And that is fantastic all around because it allows me to bring my space and my energy into people that normally couldn't afford these type of readings. So it's $75 still for the month of June. Go on shadesofspirit.com to book that session. I love referrals as well. So send that out to your friends and family. I'm also now offering these readings in Spanish. No habla español.
I was like,
lo siento. I can convey messages to a loved one from the other side when they're in a different language. It doesn't matter what the language is because my guides help me translate it. And these messages are actually what blow me away is that I can actually do that. But for me to actually articulate it out, not so good. If you want restaurant Spanish, I am all yours. So I have two fantastic people that are going to be helping me as translators for these messages. And so we are offering those readings as well in person or through Zoom, because we can do it that way. And that way they have their own private session with us and not have a loved one translating, where a lot of times they don't want all the dirty laundry to come out to the they want their one-on-one time. So that is also the same price to kick that off. That will go up a little bit as well. The release and intentions are this Friday, the 28th, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is through Zoom. It's only $15, and we are finding our path this month. We are connecting with this moon energy. We're letting it die down a bit before we get into it, and we're going to be moving that manifesting forward as we speak. So join us right after this break. Don't go anywhere. We are pulling cards. We'll see you in just a few. Hey everyone, it's me, Psychic Medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit Tip of the Week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Get empowered
on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrienne Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrienne or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
We are talking about things that we don't want to talk about. Cha-cha-cha.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
No, but I mean, it's not that, you know, we're going to get heavy into this topic because we want to be able to do readings and connect with you guys. But we're just kind of, our angels are so on our face that Bob, your page number on your card is 44, right? They're with us. They know that we need to talk topic about how we can connect again, how we can find the faith within ourselves to move forward, right? Faith is in so many different levels, not connecting with your higher ups, right? It's connecting with yourself level, whether it's spiritual, whether it is religious, whether it's coming and connecting back in that, right? But what are some things that trigger us to find faith again? In your experience, what have you seen that where people are like, I didn't believe or I disbelieved because of XYZ, but now I'm back in that moment?
For some reason, it's the birth of babies.
Yeah,
I've seen that a lot where they'll like the most hardened person and then a new baby will come in and it's just like, oh my God, okay, I'm ready to come back because it's something about that baby energy, that like all the possibilities that come in and that young spirit free energy. And it just is like, it just leads them and they want to, you know, maybe reignite that connection. I would think.
I love it. I think I'm frozen on my own Facebook page, and that is the most terrible picture I've ever seen in my life. So if you guys are still hanging on, we're still doing readings. For me, it is that aha moment of the almost. I almost got hit today. Almost stepped off the curb, not paying attention, and that bus was coming at me. I almost lost, you know, my son fell off of the playground. Cancel, clear, delete that for my own self. But you know, it could have been much worse, right? He has a sprained wrist instead of a broken wrist. Like these things that kind of shock us back into that space of realizing that things could have been much worse if it wasn't for the fact that probably their angels might've been there. Their spirit team was there, right? To be able to help them, to help us, to pull us back off that curb. And it's not our time to go. They're making sure that we are still here, right? It's one of the only times they step in mm-hmm. is when it's not our time to go like that. So those for me are some of the triggers as well. Those aha moments.
Or like in the middle of those, when it happens and they find themselves praying or asking for help, it reminds them like, okay, you know, and then after the situation has calmed down, then they come back.
Love it. We have Patilli with like a card. So she's trying to listen to her team more. I love it. Yeah. So you want to pull a card for her after you do that one? Mm-hmm. Connection one. I love it. You want to go first or me?
You can go first. I want to know if
Leah.
If Renee. Leah has a pet or had a pet. That's my question.
Perfect. Okay. Well, we'll see. I love this card for you, Bob. So I decided not to pull out of the Queen of the Moon Oracle, though that wouldn't have been a problem. It's prosperity lies ahead. And it's on page 44. So it's connecting with you and that faith that you have within yourself that all things are going to be fine. So faith does not have to be a religious word, you guys. For you, it's this card comes up when you're inquiring about financial matters or when you're doubting your self-worth and about that shift and change that's going on within right now. This card suggests you have what you want, including material things, but you must believe in yourself. The only way you're going to move forward, Bob, is if you are believing in yourself and having that connection and then expressing that out to others, right? Join me on this endeavor. Join me on this journey. Your team is talking about how they want you to go from being separated out to coming back into the pack, coming back into the group. And you're going to know what that means. It says you'll soon be able to afford the things you're dreaming of. So what's out there in that future is coming to fruition. You need to get clear and on what you value most for your own inner peace. So going back and connecting, however that works for you, because we all connect differently. Take some time out to do something for you. Bob, when was the last time you did that? Find something that makes you happy that you can go do. Start standing. Oh, good. It's about savings. Like there's going to be more money going into the savings part of it. There's going to be more of that financial gain for you and being able to connect with yourself and that mind, body, and spirit and find the alignment part. But I love that it's the prosperity lies ahead card for you because it's exactly where you're moving forward. And that's awesome. So I'm going to leave you with that and pay attention to those fours as well, Bob, because that's exactly what page this card was on. She had a black lab for 14 years growing up, and now they have a dog that they got in December.
Okay. So this deck, let me tell you, the first card I got was the parking angel deck, the parking angel card. I always draw another card when I get this one, because this is just like my team's way of reminding me to talk about the signs. And so, remind you to call in your angels for everything. You can call in your angels when you need to. You give them ample time. You can call them for a parking spot. You can ask them to help you with just about anything. There's no job too small. So make sure that, you know, just a reminder that they're there to help you in any way they can. It's just a matter of you calling them in. And the card you got, the next card was the Angel of the Animal Realm. And it's talking about you've received this card because your Angel of the Animal Realm has heard your prayers concerning your beloved pet. All living creatures have their own guardian angel to guide and protect them. Your pet's guardian angel wants to let you know that your pet is protected and loved by the spirit realm in the same manner as you are. You may have concerns about your pet's health, welfare, or safety. Be assured they're being looked after by their angel of the animal realm, and it will be guided directly from above. Your pet's angel is sending you pet healing to improve its situation. If you're worried about leaving your pet for a period of time, be assured that your pet is in safe hands and be looked after by its angel. And then it goes on to talk about, you know, lost pets. And, you know, I can't talk about that for very long. So just understand that you have your, because I'm a animal loving freak. So you have the angel of the animal realm. If you're worried about your dog or, you know, you ever think about that lab that you were talking about, that's just letting you know that your animals are fine and they're just waiting for us.
I love it. You don't want to go any further into the animal world? No, you're all done? Yep. No, she said, I'm surprised that she got that part out. So there we go. Gabe, I'm going to do you. No, I'm going to do your card, Melissa.
Wow.
Gabe, this is cool. It's not cool. Commitments being tested. So it's cool because you already know this. You're working through this. Big transitions are going in the family. This particular card talks about the answer to your question is yes, but not yet. So things are moving along, but they're progressing a little bit slower, I think, than you like, because of the external situation is what they're showing me and telling me. You're halfway to your goal. So I know that you put those goals out. You guys are great at manifesting and connecting, that you're getting to that spot. You still need to put in a little bit more effort. And they're showing me, pointing back to you, and just that going inward for you and really letting everybody know what you need right now. right? I know you're doing what everyone else needs right now, but really just expressing that, you know what, I need X, Y, and Z. And it's not to be selfish, and I'm not trying to be a jerk about it, but I need to be able to have X, Y, and Z. I feel like there's going to be just a lot of close contact with lots of people for you coming up this summer. And you're going to need to be able to find something that you can do besides hiding out in the back shed and, you know, looking around the corner to see if anybody's going to find you. So just set up those boundaries now. That's what they're trying to get. Set up your boundaries now. It says you need to recommit to someone or something. And I feel like it's that commitment within yourself and committing that you are not going to lose yourself in this process and this next step that you guys are taking as well. And I feel like it's your grandfather energy coming in, and he's giving you that slow clap, that round of applaud of just look what you're doing now. He's so proud. Ugh, gives me the chills. So he's like, yes, this is exactly where you, I'm so proud of you. I don't know. I'm all about clapping. So, but no, he's definitely like, you know, just take care of yourself. Just take care of yourself as well, because you are doing so much and giving so much of your heart out. That you've got to be able to keep some of that energy for you as well. And I'm going to leave that with you. So we've got Maria, we've got Cindy, we did Bob. I love it. I think we're going to have time for Audrey as well. Audrey, we'll throw you in here. We'll try and get to you in the last part of this break. So yeah, I mean, if we're not paying attention, we're going to miss those signs, right? And like, even I look at the page numbers in the book. So for Gabe, his page was 28. So that's 11. Well, that's another connection with our spirit team, right? Okay. Huh?
Not 10.
9, 10, 11?
You said 20.
Oh, 28 and 29.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
And then technically that's 111. So that's a big number too. So if you're looking for numbers, Gabe, look for 111, license plates, the time on the clock. 11s are big. It's about that connection on that spiritual level. But also, you know, reminding you guys that it's okay to feel. It's okay to allow yourself to express. It is all right for you to be upset with that loved one on the other side if you're not ready to move into that healing relationship yet. I know that there have been times when loved ones have passed and I am pissed, right? And I am pissed at them. I'm pissed at whoever else up there. And it's just allowing ourselves to feel it and then reminding ourselves to come back into space, come back into that moment, come back into that energy, reconnect with our angels and our spirit teams as well. You guys, I'm really excited because I have teamed up with Chef G at the Reserved Garden out in the Winchester, Temecula kind of slash area, Marietta. And I'm finally able to do some live events. So I'm starting up there. I'm working on one in Oceanside down here. And then I've got another one in the works down in San Diego. So it has to happen kind of slow. We're still working on COVID time. But this couple is fantastic. Chef G is a fantastic cook. He is so funny as well. But we are going to be doing the third Thursday of summer. And then if it continues on, we're going to continue that process, doing a dinner with spirit experience, right? So it's going to be a 3-course meal. Yum. It's going to be bread and pesto. And then the 3-course meal, I'm going to be doing spirit led readings to the tables. So spirits popping in and out of your tables. Everybody leaves with a message. It may not be in person at that moment, but you will leave with a message and you'll see when you come to our events why. I put this up last night. I don't know, about midnight. I've already sold 7 tickets, you guys, and they're only able to take about 25 to 28 people. So if you think about that, these are going to fill up fast. It is $60. That includes your 3-course meal and your readings as well. And it's just to get out. Let's get outside. Let's reconnect. Let's really bring spirit in. Let's do some laughing and some healing as well. So that is going to be on Thursday, June 17th, 5:30 p.m. in that area. If you're in San Diego, you guys can drive up. I'm doing it. So I'm going to leave you at that. We're going to go to break. We'll take a shorter one to be able to finish off the readings and our topic when we come back.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
And Spirit Walker Nicole.
We're going to rename the show Hummingbird Wars from the Backyard. You know what? Those little buggers are an interesting little flighty bird, let me tell you. I took down the hummingbird feeder last night to fill it, and I was washing it out, and they were screaming at me from the area that their hummingbird feeder is in. And when I went to hang one, he almost pecked my eyes out because I wasn't fast enough. So let me just tell you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're, oh, they're a sign from spirit, and they're so graceful.
What is spirit telling me then?
They're like, attack hummingbirds.
Pay attention, woman. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. So we have hummingbird wars in our backyard.
And it's happening right now.
I know. I'm sure it is. Yeah. But those babies, they grew up. They flew away. It was fantastic. If you guys want to book a reading or an Akashic past life connection into your blueprint reading, you can do those at shadesofspirit.com. We have an Akashic Records class coming up as well. That is going to be on Saturday the 19th. That is where we get together in a very small, intimate group. And we go over some questions that you have about what's coming up in the future, what you need to heal from in your past within your records, and be able to move past life energy as well. So I am digging this class, and the feedback from it has been fantastic. So, you know, don't take my word for it. Take the word of ones that were in that class about how healing and how progressive they're actually moving into some of the things that they were thinking about, and learn that that was where their records were going with them. And so they're taking that on now. And the results have been really amazing on that.
I'm ready. I'm like ready to open up the world. I'm ready to start booking these readings. We have gift certificates. We have all kinds of stuff coming up. So tell your friends, let's go.
Tell your friends. Love it. All right. So Cindy C, you got the Resistance card out of the Queen of the Moon Oracle deck, and it's on number 25. And what's really crazy that I'm looking at it now is that there's a hummingbird on it.
No way.
Yeah. A hummingbird, a hawk, and then like a little sparrow as well. It says, familiarize yourself with how resistance manifests for you, the overt and the covert. If you continue to have doors slammed in your face, turn around. There will normally be an open door somewhere else. Let go of the procrastination. It's another kind of fear. So I know for me that procrastination is a fear. It's a fear that I may not be doing good enough. I may not actually be successful at never, right? That's the imposter syndrome starts to kick in as well. And procrastination is definitely one of those attributes of that imposter syndrome. So being aware of that and allowing yourself to energy and to move out of that fear space, move forward with confidence and persistence. I want you guys to think about this. So yes, messages can cross into one another's. I flow through resistance and I am in control. Like, I want us to be in a group and go, everybody repeat after me. I flow through resistance and I am in control. And that's going to release yourself from that energy. It's going to start putting you back into power. All right. So what we want you to do is you must be able to be on point to battle this within yourself in order to stay true and to stay strong within your own energy. And it says, why do we resist the things we say we want? Sometimes we really don't want those things. And most times we're frightened about what might happen if we actually get them. And I know that that is a true fact for me as well. Do you take an imposter syndrome quiz and you start finding all of those things on there? It is amazing what is happening in that energy that we are actually, and the same with our words, actually self-sabotaging ourselves, even if we're putting out the things that we want to manifest because of our inner mind chatter. And we can help you transfer that energy. We can help you with that self-talk, and we can help you move forward, which is why these Release and Intentions workshops are so awesome. And they're only $15, you guys. It's through Zoom. Join us. All right. You got Maria?
I do have Maria. And Maria has the Angel of Abundance card.
Oh.
And this is about, Maria, if you want to connect more with your team, more so than you already do, my suggestion here, what I'm hearing, is to just make the appointment, you know, and set that time. Maybe when the kids go to bed and have 2 seconds to yourself, set that appointment to just connect with your team, like same time, same place, hopefully maybe, you know, a couple times a week where you just sit and have that alone time and just listen and tell them what you need to tell them and listen to see if they have anything and then be open to the signs. The angel of abundance about, you've received this card because the angel of abundance has heard your concerns that you are lacking something specific in your life. Your angel of abundance wants you to stop focusing on what you don't have and take the time to remember what positive things you do have. Abundance can be in the form of financial wealth, time, opportunities, and security in life. If you think that you won't have enough financial security in life, then that is what you will manifest and receive from the spirit world. So it's like basically just what you were saying moments ago.
Yeah.
It's you have to watch the self-talk and you have to you have to spin it and you have to put your energy and behind it and believe what you're saying and to make that happen. But you have so much and you know that, and it's just about being open and to receiving it and to manifest what is it that you want.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Audrey, let me just tell you, you weren't, I don't think, on when I did Jennifer Hess's reading, but you guys got the same card, and that's out of the Queen of the Moon Oracle. And it's number 44. I'm not kidding you. I have Jennifer with the 44, Bob with the 44, Audrey with the 44. You guys, our angels are with us. That is what they're trying to tell us through this, right? Whether it was page 44 or card 44, it does not matter. So Spirit Walker Nicole is going to pull an angel card for the collaborative so we can end the show on that as well. But for you, it's about attraction, Audrey. So it's attracting the good in your life. It's bringing those into your life now that are going to be able to reciprocate that good back. So you are done with this, I don't want to say phase in life, but it's phased out, right? You have worked very hard to get where you're at. Be ready for opportunity. For you, Audrey, they're saying avoid extremes that might cause negative imbalances in your body, right? So they're a little concerned that if those negative extremes start coming in, that it is going to affect your body, your physical body again, is what they're saying. And it says, or your mind. And you're putting yourself back in that power. You're being in that space. You're allowing yourself to move forward. You're empowering your daughter on that same journey, which is just, you know, I can't imagine doing this the way that you've had to go through. And yet she's going to learn through you, through your eyes, through your teachings, how to be a strong, independent, and powerful woman. And that is all because of you, right? Continue that connection with her, reminding her about her angels and allowing her to talk to them and bring them through if you're comfortable with that, because her team is waiting for her to really start working with them as well. She's ready for that. She's at that age. And it says the super full moon is a full moon that is the closest distance from the earth, right? So right now we are in a lunar eclipse, which is even more powerful, in my opinion, at least for my energy of what's going on. And it says, if we're growing, we want to attract experiences into our lives, positive relationships, a lifestyle that suits us better, clarity, love, prosperity, and creativity. All of that is going to land in your lap at the same time. So once you get done with this next step, right, I feel like, I don't know if I told you this before, August is still, like, it's a big thing for me. August to October is going to be a big spot for you. And so I want you to really focus on manifesting and bringing this energy in, because you have the energy of attraction in your corner right now, and use that. And I'm going to leave you with that. All right, Spirit Walker Nicole, what do you got there?
I have the bullying prevention angel. The angel has abs, which I don't know how I feel about that.
But I don't know. But hey, ladies, there you go. This is the interesting deck here.
He's wearing a hoodie and has abs. This is basically, when I get this card, usually if it's like for one person, it's they're usually being bullied in some way, shape, or form. But when I have it for a collective, it's to remind you all that you have the power to stop other people from bullying. Like, you guys, when you see what's happening and you see that injustice or whatever it is, you have the power to speak up and sort of be the voice and protect the ones that don't have that voice. So don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to step up, obviously in a safe manner. Some sort of bullying in a situation, make sure that you know that you can step in and you could say, hey, enough. And you can make all the difference for somebody that maybe feels disempowered,
who might have lost their faith, whether it be in themselves or things around them, right?
People will bully themselves too. And sometimes you have to say, hey, don't talk about my friend like that, or whatever it is, you know.
You have to play the devil's advocate, honestly. You have to be on the other side of that, right? And when you start to feel yourself coming down into that space of, oh my gosh, you know, the doom and gloom that we all hit from time to time, it's a natural course of life. When that starts to really, you know, bring those feelings up, we do have to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, yo, pull it together. You are strong. You are powerful. I don't care if you're male, female, if you don't identify with the gender, any of that. We are people. We are humans. We have a spirit that's come through. We've lived multiple lives. It's time for us to now connect on that level and to be able to experience this journey with others and have the faith that we are going to be okay in the end. And that our loved ones who might have passed in those lower vibrational states, or those of us that have been victimized, or maybe it was a murder, maybe it was one of those ways that they passed, that they're healing and that they have found the faith within themselves. And if they haven't yet, we can help them on this side do just that. You guys, thank you so much for joining us. Tomorrow is Eye of Soul Radio. Same time, 5 p.m. We will be doing some energy readings. I have the fabulous Claudia Leal. She is a massage therapist and Reiki master. And what she does with her energy to her clients, and we are repeat clients, is absolutely amazing and beautiful to help us process. So it's a big week for us on processing as well. Go to shadesofspirit.com to book your appointment now, or go to Eventbrite to book for the dinner, or you can go to Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook. All that stuff's on there as well. As long as you book with me, I'm good. No, I'm just kidding. But go there. We have the Release Intentions workshop this Friday. You still have room for that. You guys have a great Wednesday, and I will see you tomorrow. You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.